Thank you, Ed, so much. I want to give my little testimony and tell you that I'm indeed happy and glad to be here.
Yeah,
to talk with you, to commune with you about the things that be abroad. Now, I listened at the testimonies of the others this morning. I requested you them to have a testimony. Now, that's what I'm fixing to do. I'm fixing to give you my testimony. I'm there to give me yours, and you had an opportunity to give yours. So everybody in place had an opportunity to preach that wanted to preach, or speak, or testify. And it is by that testimony that you overcome. Now, you sat there and missed your opportunity. You understand? Don't blame nobody but yourself. Now, this is what I want to get down to. First of all, I noticed that a good many of you talked about the church. The churches. Plural. See? And now, some people resent you talking about the churches.
Yeah.
Right. See? And will tell you so. For your faith. And as we have told you many times, oftentimes people walk up to you and say, well, what church do you belong to? Now, they're totally unconscious that they've asked you a fool question.
Right.
Paul says, foolish and unmerited questions avoid because they do gender or stir up strife. See? Now, you ought to avoid asking anybody what church they belong to. If you are wise enough and conscious enough to see that there isn't but one church. Get the point?
That's right.
Now, that's real, true, divine, etymological. That means original.
Right.
You understand?
All right.
And I want to say this about that church that often makes people sore. You understand? It causes a lot of confusion and strife. Okay. Now, there's nobody joining no church. See?
Right.
You understand? Now, you don't get in the church that way. Now, how do you get in the church? You understand? You are born in it, just like you got in your family. You see? You didn't join it.
You understand?
Your parents, they didn't invite you in. You understand? You know what I'm saying. Now, this is asking downright, hard, down, fast.
That's right.
That's what we're asking. That's what this school was established for. See, to tell you the truth. And the truth like it is. See, irrespective and regard. Somebody said, well, you hurt my feelings. I can't help it. I have to tell you the truth.
Right.
If that's your feelings hurt, it's better to have your feelings hurt. Hurt now, and then you'll be hurt and gone to hell. Leave it alone.
Right.
What's the matter with you? See, eternal destruction is nothing to be compared with you getting your feelings hurt.
Amen.
You get the point?
Wonderful.
Now, the devil just don't like you talk about this. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you plain, flat footed. Christians
kingdom is long period.
Right, right,
right. Then I don't have no apologies to make for.
Right.
And I'm capable and qualified to prove. And I dare double that anybody to challenge. Done it for 35 years. Every last one that's ever done it. Had to go on down. Bishops, cardinals, and everything else. But I didn't come to somebody to argue with me or argue with you. I come to tell you what's right about. Listen, God did send me. You see what I'm talking about? I prove it to you that he did. I don't ask you to believe it. And it's never telling me whether you believe it or not.
See what I mean?
See what I mean? I'll put it like Messiah put it. He said to the Jews, he didn't come to be ministered unto. He came to minister. Now, he didn't come to ask their permission about what he should do. He didn't need their instruction to the Sanhedrin Council. Isn't that right?
Okay.
You understand? What did you, where did you come from? Mm-hmm. He said he come from above. Mm-hmm. But what did you come here for? To do my Father's will? You understand? You see what I mean? That's used a little psychology, divine psychology once in a while. You understand that old carnal-minded Sanhedrin comes just like these old carnal-minded hypocrite preachers out there in these churches. Yeah. Now if you don't like that, forget about it and get up and go on home. All right with me. Messiah says this. Now this is what I'm going to say to you. See, this is what I'm going to say to you. Understand? Now, in his day and in his time, there was a Pharisee. That's a sect. There was a Sadducee. That's a sect. There was a scribe. That's a sect. There was an Essene. That's a sect. Right. There was a Nazarene. That's a sect.
Get what I'm talking about?
Just like a sect, you got out of here now.
Say that. Right.
Oh, man, true. You understand? And he said, listen to me, he said, I come to do the will of my Father. I want you to understand, and I'm telling you to your teeth. You understand? Never set no preacher to build no church.
That's right.
That's not even an almanac to say nothing about the Bible. Yes, I know folks get sore about them things.
Uh-huh. You see?
He said, upon this rock, I will build. Not Bishop Short. Not him to see them. I don't have no church to invite you into. Then somebody down and said, well, I'm going to open the door to this church this morning. Now that's the devil.
That's right.
Understand? Now that's the devil. Now why did you say that? Because Messiah said, behold, I set before you an open door. And no man can close it. What are you doing standing up there talking about you opening the door to the church? Back to Mount Sinai.
down the street in Cincinnati, Ohio.
That's right.
God, it's just preaching against us. You understand?
Yeah.
Got up and opened the door, fucking hands, opening the door to the church. Stop dead right there.
And I'm
told.
Anybody in Cincinnati ever come from Cincinnati knows. See?
Uh-huh.
Now here we want you to know what the church is. Now, here in Acts of Apostles.
Here in Acts of Apostles. This is what it says. In the second chapter of Acts of Apostles. I want you to just notice one thought there.
See? Then I want to correlate it with what he said in Matthew chapter 16. Chapter. That upon this rock I will build my church. Is that right?
In Acts of Apostles, you understand?
Yeah.
It says the Lord, the Lord.
Uh-huh.
You heard me? You're not blind. I said the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Added to the church. Yeah, it
should be saved. Right.
Well, you wasn't involved in.
Then he didn't have nothing in that church.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It was wrong.
Right. No sinners.
That's right.
Right. Not the first.
Mm-hmm. No good and bad, no.
None of that.
That's right.
Lord, don't make mistakes like that.
No.
He added to the church daily. Yeah. Now what? Now the next thing we need to know something about is, what is the church? Before we're going to know what we're talking about. Now if you say something to the Apostle Paul,
uh-huh,
and to the rest of the apostles, you understand, any one of them, they would know what you're talking about when you said church.
That's right.
That's right. That's incorrectly translated in your book.
Now the true divine etymological original meaning of the word church is congregation or assembly.
You see what I mean?
Yes, indeed. That's it.
Right.
See? Now look, to take the actual true meaning of the word, which we always do. See, we after the reality of it here. You see, if you take congregation or assembly, that's the real meaning of it. See? Now, David says this, many were in the congregation back here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Many were in the congregation. You understand?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That were not saved.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Many of them did that. You see, he was very polite about it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm talking about? A little more polite than Messiah was when he come along. You understand? He said, now I didn't come to call the righteous as your divine psychology. But sinners to repentance.
Right.
Sanhedrin comes, took the chest out, you understand, said, let him alone.
You understand? He didn't come to call us.
Set up in the Sanhedrin Council. What Sanhedrin Council? I mean, the set of hell. You understand? The name alone. You see? He said, they that are sick, they're the ones needed physicians. Then, well, they don't need no physicians. Their name alone, take the sick on down there to it. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? They went to him, and you understand, there's more of that psychology, you know, said, good master, the is why you call me good. That there's none good but God. Right?
Say, now, let me repeat this. He didn't come to call righteous, but sinners to repent. Now, if you're going to listen to all these people right out there, these congregations, then you won't find nobody out there. Understand? Much of us don't say that they're saved.
Yeah.
Everybody's Christian. I'm going to make myself clear. I didn't come to call righteous, but sinners to repentance. But let him alone. He didn't come to call us.
Why do you come to call us? Because we are righteous.
He come to call sinners to repentance. That's what he's saying. Understand? Well, you see, now, if they had went to the law and looked in the law, in the prophets,
would have been by the law. Okay. And it wouldn't have been in any need of him coming. Right. Is that right?
Right.
Now, listen, folks. You see, now you are saved by the blood. Understand? You are saved by his life. And without the getting his blood or without his offering. See, and not just a man hanging out there on a tree either. I don't mean that.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people think that's what it means, but it don't.
Right, that's right.
You say he offered himself that's to God. Right. Listen at me. Through the eternal spirit.
Right.
That's right.
There
wasn't a man hanging out there on a tree.
That's right.
That was the sacrifice of the body.
Yeah.
That was prepared by all of the God that exists.
Yeah.
All right. That's what that was. You understand? The Jews, they looked at him as a man, but that's what it was. You understand? Now, let me get into the crux. Let me close this up. Let me get into the crux and close it up. Now, you know, in order to find out what I'm talking about, I want you to read into in the 18th chapter of Revelation. I want you
to tell you what I am.
I want you to see that I resent. I want you to see that it is my job to talk about these hell holes, these so-called churches. That's my job. That's what I come for. Just like he come and we got around to it. Messiah, we got around to it. You got a Bible. See, when it comes time for him to die out there on the cross, we're right back to them same people. Sanhedrin counsel. Understand? Stand up before them. Them that thought they were right.
You understand? Yeah. Then that thought is that his coming in the world isn't concerned now. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. You understand? Yeah. He said to him, said, "You hypocrite! You
say,
I want you to know that. And Satan is the pastor and his angel. And they are here in the world. I didn't say that. Don't blame that on me.
You understand?
18th chapter of Revelation. Here's John out on the Isle of Patmos.
All right, read.
And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven.
And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven. Yeah, read on. I mean, read on.
And the earth was lighted with his glory.
That's right.
And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen.
Babylon the Great is fallen. Listen, you know this as well as I do. That God's people were in captivity in Babylon. You know just as well as I do that the word Babylon itself means confusion. I don't have to testify to you and tell you that this church over here, that congregation of that, all of them, they're confused.
Yes,
you understand?
Right.
See, now I didn't put that in that book, Rip. Mm-hmm. You understand? And that angel that come down, and John saw. You understand? Saw that scarlet pair of beasts. But them spots on. Now you know a leopard can't change his spot. Mm-hmm. And that woman. Dancing a ring that you're reading about that. You understand? Well, blue, purple, and scarlet. Why don't you look around? Scarlet, come on. You understand that being in this temple, blue, purple, and scarlet. Just riding on a scarlet, don't it be? Left. You understand? There's spots on her. That woman's sitting there with the cup in her hand. Riding on her. That is the apostate church.
All right, sir.
You understand? That's what makes up the Babylon out here. Mm-hmm. Okay. See? Mm-hmm. Yes, I know they resent me talking about it. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. I said, well, I don't believe in fighting other churches. I do. You understand, Godley? John, we looked at slaughter. Mm-hmm. I want you to see, look at your condition and your shape.
Yeah.
John, when he looked and saw that woman, you understand? Sitting on that scarlet colored bed. You understand?
Yeah.
With those seven heads. And that cup in our hand. You understand? He said, I looked upon her with great admiration. You got it there in the room. And you and us, when we didn't know no better, when we were in confusion and in battle, you understand? We looked upon whatsoever sect or cup we belonged to. We looked upon the great admiration.
You understand?
Said, come up here, John. You have to born up in the spirit to understand what you're looking at. And then when you see it from above or in the spirit, elevated in the spirit, so you see what it is. Then it won't be so admirable. It won't be so admirable. understand?
Right.
She was a mother of harlots.
Right.
Isn't that right? But you have to get on up yonder. You can't see it from down here. Really.
Right.
You understand? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Right.
Now listen. This is happening. John said, I've cut it up short because time is
cut off.
John said, you understand? He heard that voice. You see? And he cried. You understand? That is all. She is
hard.
You understand? Listen at me now. Come out about my people.
Right.
Come out of my people. What's that for? See that you be not partaker of her sins.
That's right.
And receive of her plagues.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And nobody's going to stop me from crying. Come out of Babylon. Come out of confusion. And receive of her plagues. Was? Listen at me. Now you listen at me. John had to go on up in the spirit.
Or you could see.
That's it. Now I want to show you. You understand? That apostate church.
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you what made it apostate. I want to show you why it's wrong. See, I want to show it to you. I'll tell on every street around here.
Mm-hmm.
See? And you can't deny to save your soul. And I'm justified in telling you that God said come out of
Babylon confusion.
You got to know something different. You got to know something positive. You got to know something concrete. You got to go on up in the spirit. Now, let me tell you what I mean now. See? Understand?
Uh-huh.
I'm fixing to tell you now. And I want to tell you in words you can understand, too.
Uh-huh.
You won't have to ponder about it.
Uh-huh.
See? Now, this first covenant stood in meats and drinks and died with washing. And carnal ordinances.
Okay.
Hebrew 9. You understand? Said so. Said the first church of the first congregation and assembly stood. Listen at me. Faith, it stood only.
And meats and drinks and died with washings and carnal ordinances
until the time of the Reformation. That is to say, you understand? That is to say, everything that that congregation, or that assembly, or that church, it repeated everything, and there wasn't nobody in it but Jews.
That's right.
Unless it's circumcised. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything they did, every ordinance, see, that God needs to give something natural, carnal, physical.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Right.
It stood only in that. Meats and drinks, divers washings, and carnal ordinances until the time of the Reformation. You understand? Messiah come! Said, don't you think that I come to destroy the law
or the prophets. But I come to fulfill and truthfully, truthfully, I'll bear it. Listen at me.